Joy for Sorrow When Jesus Came Forth, April 20th. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. When they should see their Lord betrayed and crucified, the disciples would mourn and fast. In his last words to them in the upper chamber, he said, "A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again, a little while, and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy." When he should come forth from the tomb, their sorrow would be turned to joy. After his ascension he was to be absent in person, but through the Comforter he would still be with them, and they were not to spend their time in mourning. This was what Satan wanted. He desired them to give the world the impression that they had been deceived and disappointed, but by faith they were to look to the sanctuary above, where Jesus was ministering for them. They were to open their hearts to the Holy Spirit, his representative, and to rejoice in the light of his presence.